the Vancouver late tape. My
oh my goodness, it is the Vancouver mixtape here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. My name is Jesse.
I'm Jamie.
And we are back with our first new episode of 2024.
Look, it's been busy.
Look,
been
we did
busy.
It.
It's
we
busy.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking around. If you're just discovering us for the first time after a long hiatus, well, you're in luck. Because we're going to catch you up with what we do best, and that is playing the best independent local music that Vancouver has to offer.
Hot dang darn tootin'.
And we are doing it with an annual tradition that usually worst case scenario happens in the second or third week of January.
We had plans. Just things happen.
A lot of things happened. This studio got fumigated for 2 weeks in a row. Jamie and I were lazy. We had commitments come up.
I was away.
He was away. You were calling hockey games on Sunday night.
It was ridiculous.
There was
goofy.
Just a lot, and a lot of excuses. And the thing that we have been talking about not doing, I will now tell you what it is. And it is our top 10 songs of 2023.
Yeah, you guys care about that, right? I like to think at this point, though, Jesse, is that people are listening to new stuff and have forgotten about the stuff from last year.
Exactly.
So this will be a nice refresher for the people about what was good from last year.
Yeah, and maybe a look forward to who you can look to see in 2024.
Mm.
It is a long-standing tradition, as I said, and, you know, there are some other long-standing traditions when it comes to membership on this list or inclusion on this list, and don't worry, you won't be disappointed if you're expecting our favorites. You will get some appearances from our favorites, but of course you will also get some brand new entries into the hallowed halls.
We cannot help but commit to a bit. And, yeah, at this point, some of these people would be like, well, freaking duh, they'd be on the list. But it's their fault for making good music.
Yeah, so. How dare they?
How dare they?
But we are going to start with something new. This is an artist who I discovered at the Victory Square Block Party. September, the September long weekend of 2023. And, since we started doing the show, Jamie, it has become increasingly rare for me to discover a band for the first time at a show.
Yeah,
For a number of reasons. That's one of them being that we have grown older and stopped going to as many shows,
yeah.
Certainly. But also because we do so much research for this show. I'm always, you know, scouring Bandcamp and Spotify and SoundCloud and all the places where artists release music so that we can find new artists often before we see them in concert. But this time, I didn't even do my due diligence as a person who was running the video live stream of the event and check out all the bands ahead of time. But when Devin Parkin showed up with his band and a million different instruments and cables plugged into computers and a whole bunch of stuff, I didn't know what to think. And then I heard them play and was smitten. So we're going to hear a track by Devin Parkin from his record Sit With Dirt. It is the opener for that album and also the opener for our top 10 of 2023. This is number 10, Comes and Goes by
Giddy
Devin
up.
Parkin. Comes and Goes by Devin Parkin. From the record Sit With Dirt, our number 10 track of the year 2023, right here on the Vancouver Mixtape. That's right. And we are, I guess, just going to keep rolling.
What else can we do? Play you some songs.
Yeah, we're already almost a sixth of the way through the show, and we've only played a tenth of the music, so we got to keep moving. Up next is a track by a longtime favorite of the mixtape, a multiple time guest here on the tape.
And I think a previous entrant on a list.
Almost certainly. And just an all-around lovely person and a wonderful artist who put out a few great songs last year, but the one we have settled as number 9 on our list of the best songs from the year 2023. It sounds more and more ridiculous every time I say it, Jamie. I've spent so long just getting into my mind that it is 2024 on everything that I've written, and now I'm undoing all of that progress. Number 9 by the one and only Chenzina. This is Doll. What a track.
What a jam.
What a jam. It's Doll by Chanzina, the ninth best track of 2023 as judged by myself and Jamie, the two hosts of the program, the Vancouver Mixtape. That's what you're listening to right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing that, listening,
yes,
hanging out with us as we try to get back into the groove of making radio regularly, and we're just going to keep doing that, making radio, and play our number 8 track, which this is a Jamie special.
This is a classic. They're a band that is now, I think it's a couple years in a row where they have popped into the year-end list because there's just not enough bands doing just like pristine emo pop punk the way that this band from Kelowna is doing.
Cheaters.
Costin.
Friggin' cheaters. Kelowna. That's not Vancouver.
I'm sorry. But you know what? If somebody in Vancouver does it really, really well, then I'm super game. But this is Costin with their song about not taking, I think, ADHD medication. So this is a fun little jam coming in at our number 8. This is Serotonin In by Costin.
Serotonin In by Costin here on the Vancouver Mixtape, our number 8 track of the year 2023. Some real shiny, slick pop punk emo.
Who doesn't love it?
Who doesn't love it? Well,
if you don't like it, you're wrong as well. That's the point of this list, Jesse. I don't know if you knew that.
I guess so. It is an objective list of the best songs determined through science.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to take the hardest pivot we could.
Absolutely. It's what we do.
Because we went from slick shiny, we're going from slick shiny pop punk emo to some political hip hop. A track by longtime favorite of the mixtape and multiple, I feel like maybe list topper.
Yeah, but it's definitely been on the list more than anybody else ever has.
We are talking, of course, about the one and only inimitable Kimmortal, who put out a bunch of different tracks last year, but none more poignant. Put out a whole record last year called Shoebox, but no track more poignant than the November release Stop Business As Usual, which is a response to the ongoing genocide and conflict in Palestine. And this track calls to stop business as usual, as the track title implies. It doesn't imply, it just says. And comes paired with two quotes. "The role of the artist is to make the revolution irresistible," by Tony Cade Bambara. "And an artist's duty is to reflect the times," by Nina Simone. This, by Kimmortal, our number 7 track of the year 2023, is Stop Business as Usual.
Business, 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 business.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business, 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 business.
I don't want to write a banger, I want to reflect the time. Stop business as usual, stop the genocide. It's land back from Philippines to Palestine. It's time to uprise till we're all free. Fuck individualism, this is collectivism. No more consumerism, tune into global rhythms. We make the revolution irresistible. Leaning on each other, holding them accountable. They don't give a fuck about us, but we will still talk shit. We design our graphics, we reciting telephone scripts. We got our receipts, local archivists. We flood an inbox, the mayor's office. We calling his shit, don't be complicit. We boost the info, and we bear witness. We taking our lead from indigenous. We unstoppable, we won't say silent.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record,
business, business, business. Kafia's on the street, traffic blockage. A politician sips his cocktail and funds the rockets. We yelling ceasefire, your hands got blood in them. He licks his fingers, calls on his minions. They turning humans into robot cops. Slaves to empires, raised whitewash. They put whiteness in religious laws. Gave them rights to enslave, mass graves, land theft, prison jobs.
Real loves in decolonization. Total liberation of our nation.
Stop the killings and the occupation. Changing, using radical imagination. Together we're amazing.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business, 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 business.
Stop Business as Usual by Kimmortal.
Stop it!
A very poignant and resounding cry. Yeah. Shout, chant, and mantra to do things differently and to pay attention to what is going on. Our number 7 track here on the Vancouver Mixtapes top 10 tracks of 2023. We're trying to motor through it here. We're now, you know, at one point we were 6 minutes in and we had only played one song, and now we're 20 minutes in and we've played 4. So I feel like we're doing okay. Man, the math always messes me up because I'm like, how can we have 4 left when we just played number 7? But that's what happens.
We'll get there.
Counting down from 10. Our next track is by a band, Postmodern Connection. Jamie, what can you tell me about the track, If You Care?
It is a track I care about.
Oh, good.
And the reason why I care about it is it's just like, I don't know, this is a band that I never really see around that much, but there's someone that, like a group that we see on our socials, like I'll see it on the Mixtape account more often than not. Just doing interesting, cool stuff, and I don't know if you know this about me, Jesse, but love pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And this pop music. So, hope you like pop music.
Yeah, If You Care, this is the track If You Care by Postmodern Connection, our number 6 track of the year 2023.
We'll be right back. some colder.
Going through our top 10 of 2023, it's If You Care by Postmodern Connection from their record A Welcome Change. Good jangly pop.
Yeah, don't get a lot of jangly pop these days in the mainstream, which is why you turn to us, folks, because we've got just a wealth of it.
Yeah, the Vancouver Jangly Pop Tape, mm-hmm. I think, is, we're workshopping it, you know, we might go in a new direction. We are entering, Jamie, our top five.
Top five.
Which, if you're doing the math, listener, means we still have 35 minutes of music left to go.
A hot day.
What's it going to be? Is it going to be 5 6-minute songs?
Who knows? It
is
could
it
be.
Is it going to be 12-minute song and a bunch of 3-minute song? I didn't do the math beyond dividing 35 into 5, which is 6.
As I've learned from this segment.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? If you want to come up with a formula for us, you can message us at Van Mixtape on various social platforms. I was going to say call, but we're not in that studio with a phone, so don't call.
No call. No one will pick up.
Yeah. Unless you're listening, nope, all of our repeat times, there will also be no one in the studio, but you can listen to episodes of this show either on demand at cgsf.ca, or we repeat Tuesday at 5 a.m. and Friday at 8 a.m. So,
call during those times as well. We won't pick up.
Yeah, no one will be there at the station either. Anyway, let's get back to the music. And we're going to go and hear a track by another good friend of the mixtape.
Two-time guest.
Well, one of these folks is a two-time guest. It is a track by Lila Gray and Aza Nabucco, called Oceans, which came out 8 months or so ago, middle of 2023, and is expansive. It goes all sorts of different places. How would you describe it, Jamie?
My favorite way to describe music like this is ethereal.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's a little more grounded, but definitely it's one of those songs where, like, the title and subject matter of it very much fit the tone of the music playing, because this is a very drenched song.
All right, well, let's get into the Oceans. This track by Lila Gray and Aza Nabucco, our number 5 track of the year 2023, right here on the Vancouver Mixtape.
You brought me up from the deep. I held my forehead to your feet. Felt like I could breathe, but I was so weak and nothing was true. I still see.